We're looking at the story of Paul in Acts chapter 23 and verse 1 today, where it says, "Then Paul, looking earnestly at the council, said, 'Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day.'" The preaching of Paul had caused an absolute uproar in the city of Jerusalem, so much so that the Roman commander of the garrison had taken him into custody. After tying Paul to a post and almost whipping him, he discovers that Paul is a Roman citizen, and he panics. Roman citizens are not supposed to be bound and scourged. Then, in an attempt to figure out exactly what Paul did that made the crowd so angry, he calls a special meeting of the religious authorities and brings Paul in. Today I want you to notice the first words out of Paul's mouth. "I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." Now ask yourself what it takes to be able to say that. Paul is obviously speaking about his experience after conversion, but from the moment he fell off his horse on the road to Damascus, right up until this moment in front of the council, Paul has been true to his conscience. He's about to cross life's finish line, and he has no regrets. Compare that to the miserable finish of Judas, who knows that he sold out on his conscience by giving Jesus to the authorities. He tries to give the money back, and when that does nothing to purge his guilt, he runs out and hangs himself. Both of these men had the same opportunity. Both of them were gifted, and both of them started with the wrong idea about Jesus. But only one of them was able to finish life by saying that he had lived in all good conscience before God. Ask yourself today what that takes. At the beginning of each day, take your schedule and examine it carefully in the light of God's Word. In almost every day, there's stuff we like and there's stuff we don't like. That's just part of life. And for the most part, there's no getting around the stuff we don't really want to do. But when it comes to how we do it, that's different. Every time we act, we have a choice. We can picture the end of the road, the last moment of our life, and ask just one question. When it comes time for me to finish, am I going to have peace over what I'm about to do? If you ask that question often enough, at the beginning of every day, it might just spare you the horrible pain of knowing that you weren't true to your conscience or God. In a meeting, ask yourself if you're going to be able to finish like Paul before you speak or vote on an item. Before you place a phone call, ask yourself if you're going to be able to make the same statement Paul did by the time you hang up. And at church board, where we make decisions regarding something that clearly belongs to God, ask yourself the question again. Will you be able to say at the end of your life that you have lived in good conscience before God? You know, there's nothing that sickens the human heart quite like moral compromise. And that's why asking the Paul question before you act is going to prove to be a better way to live.